Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining Religion Means Alive for 8/29/2015. I am your host tonight, Qadira Aisha Muhammad. First, let me give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for allowing me to have the energy, the capacity, and the knowledge and wisdom and understanding to be able to perform this show. You know, when I come up with my topics for shows, I look to the community, the surrounding environment that I'm in, to basically give a focus of what I really want to, you know, spend my time investigating and finding out more information on. So, tonight's topic is, are women becoming the maintainers of men? You know, something that coming rampant within the religion should not be taking place. It just should not be taking place. And it seems like people are becoming content and even welcoming of this theory that, you know, women can maintain men. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran that men are the maintainers of women. And I'll give you the exact verse. Men are the protectors and maintainers of women because Allah, Azza wa Jal, has given the one more strength than the other, and because they support them with their means. So that's 4:34. Surah 4, ayat number 34. Women, it is not your responsibility to maintain a man. We were not created for that. We were not created to go out into the workplace and, you know, bust our behinds to come home to a man who does nothing, has no kind of job, no kind of nothing, just sitting there like a bump on the log while you go out and work and support your family. That is not our job. We was not created to do that. We were not created to do that. All this feminist movement of, you know, women conquering, you know, the workforce, that's all well and good, but know your place. Know your place. I work a full-time job. I do the radio show. I also do my hummus business. It's hard to do all those things and maintain your femininity as a woman. It's very hard to become home to your husband and have to take that role off, take your gorilla suit off, and then become that nurturing, caring mother and that nurturing and caring wife. It's very hard to do that when you have to go out there and basically be a bully to get your rights, to get your money, to get your wealth, and so forth and so on, to come back and have to take care of your family. Allah said we were not created for that. I'm not saying that. Allah said it. That is not what he made us for. First, he made us to worship him. Second, if we are able to be married, we are then to listen and be diligent to our husband's needs. We were not created to be the man, to put on that suit, to put on that izar, to put on that robe, and run a house, and plus work. created for. And this, I'm not, you know, segregating this out. This is not, you know, focused towards black Muslims. This is not black, white, Asian, Indian, whatever race you are. If you're a woman and you're Muslim, your role is not to be the maintainer of the men. That's it. It's frustrating when you see within the community sisters settling for the Masar marriage, and I'll explain to you what that is. The Masar marriage is where a sister gives up her rights, part of her rights, to get married. It is highly frowned upon by a majority of the scholars. And if it could be labeled haram, I'm sure it would have been. But people have to look at, in the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were certain reasons why certain things were allowed. Even the mutter marriage was allowed at a certain point, but then it was deemed haram because it started to take a real left turn. Sisters, stop letting these brothers con you into giving up your rights to get married. Because if you don't make the man be the maintainer, and you are the maintainer, that marriage is not going to work, because that's not what Allah ordained, and that's not what it says that the woman's role is to do. You are not a maintainer of the house, period. Period. Anything that you contribute to that home of your own free will is considered sadaqa, charity. That is not your right to have to do. You don't even have to buy. If you and your husband have children together and they need clothes and shoes, if you choose to do that, if you choose to buy your own children clothes and shoes, that is considered an act of sadaqa. And if you don't spend on your children and you choose not to, there's no harm in it, because it's not your role. It's not your duty to do that. Sisters, I want you to understand your religion. Allah made this very simple and very easy for the women. Very simple. If you spend out of your wealth, you're not obligated to spend on your house. You're not. And the reason why Allah, Azza wa Jalla, states this is because infinite wisdom knew that at the turn of the century around the world that women were going to get on this feminist movement and think that they can now become the men and do as they please. This is why we stick to Quran and Sunnah. It's never changing. It's authenticated, and we must stick to that because it never changes. What was good 1,400 years ago is still good today. And anyone that says different, stay away from them. We cannot conform the Quran or change it or Hadith or change it to suit today's times. That's not what we do. And if you do, stay clear. Stay clear of it. Learn your religion and learn how it works and learn all of the details of certain things that are mentioned for the women. Now, you know, I just want to make it clear again. I'm not talking about black women, Muslim women. I'm not talking about white Muslim women. I'm talking about women who are Muslim. I'm gonna read from some notes that I wrote up on, so you know I could have ready for the call tonight. The Muslim woman, as a wife, her primary role is with the upbringing of her kids and being a dutiful wife. She is encouraged to carry out all the duties she takes up with devotion and enthusiasm. Taking care of the house and raising kids is enough job for a woman. If she has to go and work and then come home and cook and clean and take care of the kids and then be dutiful to her husband, that is going to cause stress upon her. It's going to cause serious stress, very serious stress. It's not in our makeup. You know, this is why men have one degree over us, because of their strength. Women were not made to take on those roles and responsibilities. That's not what it's about. Anybody who knows that, you know, a woman who has children, who has a husband, you know, has to work on top of taking care of the children and, you know, coming home doing all this is stressful. It's very stressful. And this is some of the reasons why it leads to divorce. Sisters, you do not have to give up your rights to get married. You know, people are making this emphasis on, oh, they're setting the mare and the dowry so high, and you know, people, you know, they're making it inconvenient for the brothers, and you know, during the prophet's time, you know, they didn't go through this extravagance and things like that. Know your worth. Know your worth. That's all I'm saying. If you want to settle for giving up half your rights, deferring the dowry, and doing all that other stuff just so you can have halal sex, you won't get exactly what your hand called for. You're going to get exactly what your hand called for. Y'all want to do all these backdoor marriages and teach these sisters what y'all want them to know, not teaching them what is correct and what is right, and, you know, misguiding them for your own selfish reasons, you're going to get exactly what your hand called for. Because Allah is the best of planners. Believe that. Believe it. You're going to get exactly what your hand called for. TC sisters, in the correct manner, in the correct way, give them what is due to them. You want to marry them? Give them what is due to them. Don't take their rights from them. Don't ask a sister to support you and to clothe you and feed you while you do absolutely nothing. Don't do it. These sisters out here breaking their necks, breaking their backs, doing whatever they got to do in a halal means and manner to make it work. Sisters selling dinners, sisters, you know, selling overgarments, you know, couponing, everything, just so her household is maintained, and she got a husband that don't do nothing. And he wonder why she disrespects him and she talks to him in a manner that is not befitting for a dog. Why? Because she doesn't respect him. Why? Because he's not her maintainer, his maintainer. And as a woman, we know that we get in our, you know, in our moods and things like that, and, you know, we get in hormonal imbalances and so forth. We get stressed out easy, things like that. So if your husband allows this to go on, he deserves everything he gets. He deserves it. Brothers, step up, get a backbone, and maintain your wife. Maintain her. That's her right. That's what Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed that she should have. Do it. Brothers, if you ain't married and you got kids, you got daughters specifically, maintain your daughters. Maintain your daughters, because then she will go out in the street looking for some man in a haram manner, probably, most likely, to maintain her, to show her what you're not showing her. If you don't have a wife, brothers, maintain your daughters. Show them what a man does. He maintains his family. He maintains his wife. He maintains his children. And I'm just telling you from experience, a woman will never respect a man that she has to take care of, especially, and I'm not talking about falling on hard times Alhamdulillah, the sister's working and you fall on hard times, you lose your job, and she's able to help you out in that situation. Alhamdulillah, that is all well and good. May Allah reward that sister immensely for her duties. Because, again, then she doesn't have to do it. She doesn't. If you are an able, capable body, I don't care what you got to do. If you got to work at McDonald's, if you got to clean bathrooms, toilets, or whatever, whatever you got to do to maintain your family, because when Allah rewarded you with your daughters, when Allah rewarded you with your wife, He entrusted you, and I'm sure her wakil, her wali, her family entrusted you with her with the knowing that you would take care of her. Not turn her out to, you know, working three jobs and then want to complain that she ain't cook. Want to complain, oh, I come, you know, you ain't clean the house, you ain't wash clothes. When the sister got time to wash clothes? You were sitting home all day not doing nothing, and you couldn't wash your clothes. I mean, you know, if the situation is going to be where, you know, you're out of work or whatever, you lost your job, you're waiting for your unemployment or whatever have you, still seek employment, but help your wife out around the house. Wash clothes, wash dishes, help the kids with their homework, iron their school clothes, get them ready for school, whatever like that. So when your wife does come home, she doesn't have that added stress because she's going to snap. She's going to take it out on you. She's going to become frustrated. She's going to become agitated. She's going to become mean. She's going to become evil because now you're making her be the man. Women weren't created for that. We don't know how to do that role in a good manner. Why? Because, again, Allah Azza wa Jal did not create us to do it, to be a known fact of what the roles and responsibilities are of people who are married to each other. It's something that you have to learn. It's something that you have to understand and be able to really focus on instead of just doing what you want to do and how you want to do it. Because when you do things when you want to do them and how you want to do them without incorporating what Hadith says and without adhering to what Quran says, you will fail. You will fail, and everything around you will fail. When you think you know better than Allah, when you think you know better than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will fail. When you think that you control what you want to do and how you want to do it, you will fail. Period. I'm going to read this hadith. And I want the brothers to listen to this, and I want you to understand this clearly because it reiterates over and over and over again what the roles of the wife is, what her duties and what her responsibilities are. A woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about some matter, and when he had dealt with it, he asked her, "Do you have a husband?" She said, "Yes." He asked her, "How are you with him?" She said, "I never fall short in my duties except that which is beyond me." He said, "Pay attention to how you treat him, for he is your paradise and your hell." Related in Ahmad. What does that hadith mean? What it means is that she does everything that she's supposed to do except for those things that are not required of her. And Nabi's response, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his response was, pay attention to how you treat him. Pay attention to how you treat him, for he is your paradise and your hell. If her husband, which it sounds like he was doing everything that he was supposed to be doing, that's her paradise. She's doing what she's supposed to do. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And the roles aren't confused. But when you have someone who is not being dutiful to their husband, because of the rules, the roles of the relationship have been switched. It says, he could be your paradise or your hell. Jahannam. Why is that? Because if you are in a marriage where the roles are reversed and you're not being dutiful to your husband, it's so much mass confusion and, you know, drama that's going on. How are y'all worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal and having harmony and having maintaining a balanced home for you and your children? How are you doing it? It's chaotic. Chaotic. It's drama. It's fitting everywhere. Again, men, brothers, if you're listening, don't become your wife's maintenance. Don't do it. She will not respect you. No woman is happy having to take care of a man. Somebody who's very egotistical, arrogant, like, that's crazy behavior. A woman that wants to take care of a man, are you crazy? Who wants to do that? No woman in her right mind would say, oh, yeah, sign me up. You know, I want to be able to take care of my husband. Lady, go have several seats. You're crazy. Women weren't created for that. Here's another hadith. Abu Huraira narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the righteous among the women of Quraysh are those who are kind to their young ones and who look after their husband's property. How can a woman look after your property if it's her property? Again, that's how women lose respect for their husbands, when they have to take on a role that they were not created for. Then you brothers want to complain, oh, this sister got a nasty attitude. You know, this sister always, she ain't never happy with nothing. Why ain't she happy with nothing? Why? Why isn't she happy and smiling all the time and has that glow of radiance on her face? She looks like she's been stressed out, like she got the weight of the world on her shoulders. Why? Because she's maintaining her husband. You think she's going to be happy? You think there's going to be a smile on her face? That's not her job. She's not on that elevated level. That's why Allah didn't create us to be the maintainers of men. He would have said it. It would have stated it in Quran that the women are 50-50, like no deviation from nothing. The women are 50-50. The women are here and the men are here. But it doesn't say that in Quran, does it? It doesn't state that in Quran that it's a 50-50 relationship like the Christians do. The mortgage, the wife paying the utilities. No, that's not how I work in this land. The man is required to provide food, shelter, and clothing for his wife. And if they have children together, it's his responsibility to also do that for his children. Again, I will say this. It is the husband's, not the wife's, not the wives, if you got more than one wife. It's not their, meaning the female, responsibility to take care of her husband in any matter, except for, you know, giving him his rights. When he call you to the bed, you go to the bed. Being respectful of him. Protecting his chastity, protecting, you know, his property. That's your responsibility, women. stop letting these brothers con you into giving up your rights and making you do stuff that you were not created to do, period. If you sisters stop doing this, the brothers will have no choice but to fulfill their obligations. Again, sisters, stop giving up your rights, which you were deemed to require from Allah as a wajal, not from Joe Blow on the street or brother so-and-so. Allah said that you are supposed to be maintained by your husband. And if you're not married, your father, your uncle, your brother, your next Muslim relative that is not a non-mahram for you should be your maintainer. Period. When y'all sisters allow this foolishness to go on in the communities, you're giving a green light for these brothers to keep doing it. I tell people all the time, you only get what you allow. Am I wrong? Am I wrong for stating any of this? May Allah, Azza wa Jalla, forgive me for anything that I have misstated. May Allah forgive me for anything that I misstated. And if I'm correct in my statements, may Allah reward me. Ameen. But we have to stop taking the religion as a joke and conforming it to the way we want it because it suits our needs. People are looking at Muslims, especially in Philadelphia, as jokes. Like, yo, they jokes. They ain't even Muslim. I don't know what they on. Like, the stuff that be going on over there, like, we don't even consider them Muslims. This is what's being said. These are the things that's being said. Brothers, it's time for you to get up. Get up. It's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to step up, and it's time for you to man up. How do you call yourself a man and you sit home and lay in the bed, watch TV, watch cable, eat, cook the food or whatever like that while your wife is working? What kind of man are you? And you have no initiative to do better. You're cool with that. Then you bank on her paycheck. Oh, I know when she get paid, I'm going to get a couple of dollars because I need to go out and all this and that. I got to get a haircut. Are you serious? And you wonder why she disrespects you. You wonder why she's disobedient. You wonder why she's angry. You wonder why she's volatile. You wonder why she's hostile. Because she's maintaining you, and that was not what she was created to do. Now, of course, y'all know how I like to look up statistics and, you know, other things that, you know, pertain to the topic of the show that I do. Are 1.4 million stay-at-home dads. A'udhu billah. This number has doubled over 10 years. 40% of the breadwinners are mothers. 4 in 10 households are maintained by the women. 40% compared to 11% in the 60s. Again, and this is something I want to focus on for the sisters. I just want y'all to listen to me for a few seconds. I know my grip will be coming in a few minutes, and what I'll do is I'll pause. So, you know, for 5 minutes so that, you know, prayer can be made and so forth. And I'll return back once I finished making mockery prayer. Sisters, this is something that I want to share with you, and I want you to listen very clearly. Feminist movement of, oh, I have rights, and this is my right to be able to stand and go toe-to-toe with men, that was not our fight. That was not our fight. We weren't supposed to get involved in any of that. Islam clearly states what the duties and rights of women are. We are not to step out on our own and try to become, you know, this head honcho. That's not what we were created for. That's not something that Allah Azza wa Jal stated that we should be doing. Now, don't get me wrong. We should be able to excel in certain specific areas, such as teachers for girls. Like, if you know you want to become a teacher, you want to be a PhD or whatever, and, you know, you work in a Muslim school, or you're in a Muslim country where, you know, the boys are segregated from the girls, you know, then you should be able to excel in that field because now you're working directly with girls. And that's better than, you know, men working with girls and, you know, so forth and so on. Also, such as doctors, like, you know, OBGYN. It's okay for women to excel in those areas because we need those. We don't want, husbands don't want their wives going to go see a male gynecologist. He prefers her to be a woman, as it should be. She should have a woman gynecologist so that she can speak with her openly and freely about things that's going on with her bodies. I'm not saying that you can't excel or be, you know, exemplary in your field. It never said that. Khadija radiallahu anhu was a businesswoman. She actually made more money than the prophet, but she never outstepped her bounds. She knew what her role was to her husband. And her husband definitely knew his role to his wife. But if there's no clear boundaries, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get mass chaos. You're going to get the divorce rate is going to, it's going to excel. It's going to exceed. There's going to be, you know, plenty of strife and all kinds of, you know, problems in the marriage. You're going to have, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very strenuous. It's going to be very, you know, stressful. It's going to be very hard. There's going to be problems because this is not something that women are used to. We're not used to doing it. And brothers, you know, this is something that you have to clearly seek out when you're getting married. Don't be looking for a sister to be a come-up. And if that sister is on government assistance, take her out that situation. Move her out that Section 8 housing. Get her off of welfare. Better her situation. You'll be rewarded for it. But if you cool with marrying the sister on Section 8, and you got to go up and live up in her house and everything, don't expect her to respect you. She going to talk to you any kind of way. She going to disrespect you. Why? Because you want her stuff. You want her house. She don't care. Why? Because you allowed it. If you would have moved that sister out of Section 8 housing, you guys would have got a home together. Your sister don't have to struggle no more. She don't have to look to Uncle Sam for SNAP benefits, welfare. She would have no choice but to respect you. She would have no choice but to honor you. You're not making her situation worse, you're making it better. sisters, again, find out what kind of man you're marrying. Don't go by his friends. You need to speak to his family and find out, like, you know, his job. Something that, you know, a brother once said to me about, you know, different things in relationships. How about when y'all start seeking out husband and wife, y'all start asking for a resume? Y'all start asking for resumes to see how stable a person is. And it ain't about to see what kind of education you got and so forth and so on. But, I mean, that comes into play. But look at the job history. If you see somebody with 10 different jobs and they ain't been in them jobs more than 3 months or 6 months, something ain't right. That means they don't have stability. If you look at this man's resume and he ain't had a job in 3 years, and you're looking for a current employment on that resume, and you still don't see nothing with a current date on it, ding, 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 that's an alarm. You know what's going to happen? You're going to become the maintainer of that man. That's just that. I mean, if that's something that you guys want to put up with, so be it. But that's not what created for, and that was not a stipulation that was put on the women. That's just not what that was for. That's not what it was for. And we as Muslims need to do a better job of investigating who we marrying and why we're marrying them. Not just because, oh, they look nice, they cute, you know, this and that. And, you know, no. That's not a reason to get married. You should be looking at that person's Islam. What is their level of taqwa? How much do they fear Allah as a wajal? How much do they respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Those are the things that you should be looking at. Just as if you see a man who disrespects his mother, 9 times out of 10, he's going to disrespect you. Brothers, if you see a sister who has no connection with her father and disrespects him in horrible manners, even if he wasn't a part of her life, she should still, and this goes for the brothers too, they should still be respectable to their parents. Learn about people's upbringing. Learn about people's rights and how, you know, they were raised and what kind of situations they were raised in, and, you know, what was their life like and things like that. But if you don't investigate these type of things, you'll continue to have the cycle of failed marriages that are going on today, and that number will only increase. So I'm going to break right now so we can go make prayer, inshallah. I'll be back in like 5 minutes, inshallah.
فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام
Assalamu alaikum. Okay, so Salatul Maghrib is complete. Just want to get back to following up on everything that I discussed. You know, I just want to, you know, cover some more aspects of, you know, what I've been discussing during the call. So women should be allowed to excel in certain specific areas, such as teachers for girls and doctors, you know, OBGYNs and so forth. Women did certain political roles, such as when they were, when the leaders of Yathrib sent the party of Bani Khazra to pledge their allegiance to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This group consisted of 62 men and 2 women. So you can hold political roles, but we all know if you, you know Islam, like a woman could never be president and so forth. So, but minor roles, women did have political authority in certain roles. Women in Islam are not obligated to earn or spend any money on housing, food, or general expenses. If a woman is married, her husband must fulfill support, must fully support her financially, and if she is not married, that responsibility belongs to her closest male relatives, father, brother, uncle. If she works, the money that she earned is hers to spend as she wishes, as long as it's in a halal manner, under no obligation to spend that money on any family member. And if she does, it is done out of her own free will, and then it is considered sadaqah or charity. The woman's primary role is with the upbringing of her kids and being a dutiful wife. She is encouraged to carry out all the duties she takes up with devotion and enthusiasm. A woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I want to repeat this hadith so that it is clear about some matter. And when he had dealt with it, he asked her, "Do you have a husband?" She said, "Yes." He asked her, "How are you with him?" She said, "I never fall short in my duties except for that which is beyond me." He said, "Pay attention to how you treat him, for he is your paradise and your hell." Related in Ahmad. Abu Huraira narrated, "The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'The righteous among the women of Quraysh are those who are kind to their young ones and who look after their husband's property. Men are the protectors and maintainers of women because Allah has given one more strength than the other and because they support them with their means.'" That is in Quran chapter 4, verse 34. So I recapped everything that I spoke about tonight. Women are not the maintainers of men. That is not their job to help take care of men. It is the man's job to take care of the women and to fulfill that duty. Sisters, when you let these men become a maintenance for you, it causes an unbalance of the natural balance of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said we are to do. It will never be equal. It will never be cohesive. You will never have peace in that home as long as the woman is maintaining her husband. Men, you will never earn the respect of your wife if she is maintaining you. It's just not going to work. Why? Because that is not her role. And for you to expect that of her goes against everything in Islam. Period. There's nothing to discuss after that. There's nothing to elaborate on that. Men, you should be taking care of your wife, her expenses, as far as the house, the bills, the food, and her clothing. You know, I hear somebody, "Oh, and then when I do the basics, you know, then it's a problem." No, if she knows her rights and she knows Islam, if you pay that rent, if you clothe her, and if you feed her, that's what you're supposed to do. Anything extra, again, is considered sadaqah. Like if you want to have cable, That's not a good. You don't have to have TV in your house. If you chose to buy her a pair of Coat sneakers or Kenneth Cole or Gucci sneakers instead of getting her some Reeboks. I mean, hey, you the maintainer, you can buy what you can afford. If you chose to, you know, say instead of we going to eat chicken three times a week, we going to have fish one night and other two nights we ain't going to have no meat. She can't argue with that as long as she being fed. I mean, it is what it is. There's no sugarcoating this Islam. This was made clear and concise. Y'all can try to switch it up however you want, but if you know your religion, you know your rights. Islam is the best religion for women. What other religion tell these sisters that they ain't gotta work? What other religion tell them that your money is your money and his money is your money? What other religion saying it? What other religion saying the only thing you got to do is be dutiful to your husband when he calls you to the bed? You know, he makes sure you clean up and you rearing the children correctly and everything else. But, you know, everything else, you ain't got to do. And it's his right to take care of you. Brothers, I guarantee you, if you stop living off of your wives, stop with the foolishness, get up, be men, and do what you're supposed to do to maintain your household, your wife will have nothing but respect for you. Now, when you go out here and do all this foolishness, no, she ain't going to respect you. She not going to respect you. I'm a woman, and I'm telling you, she may act like she's fine and this and that, but I'm telling you, when you ain't around, she's crying. She's miserable. She's upset. You know, she got to go out here and work three jobs, come home, take care of the kids, and you running the street with your boys. You out here at this basketball game. You out here at this, you know, boxing fight and all this and that with her money. She go look in her account or whatever like that, and it's missing $200 because you wanted to go and splurge on some jeans and, you know, get a nice T-shirt, and you don't work. You think your wife going to respect you? You think your wife going to respect you? Oh, you know, I know you got paid today. Let me get $150. For what? She going to ask you for what? Oh, I seen some sneaks and stuff I want to grab. And you don't work? Or he thinks he's owed that because, let's not forget, he's the man. The wife ain't going to have no respect for you. She's going to belittle you. She's going to degrade you. She's going to humiliate you because that is not her role. She don't know how to function in those type of roles. She don't. Allah didn't make us like that. Allah did not make us to be complacent with this foolishness. Even if you look back at the beginning of time, the man took care of the woman. Only when this feminist movement started where, oh, women should be independent and they shouldn't look to a man for no help, this and that. That's bull crap. It's foolery. You're taking the man away from what Allah Azza wa Jal said his duty and rights is, to putting him in a place where he's not supposed to be. So I'm telling you, sisters, find out what kind of brother you're marrying. Find out his job status, his stability, so forth and so on. Don't let him bamboozle you into foolishness like, oh, we got to defer the dowry, this, I'm not working right now, but, you know, I'm supposed to get some money, you know, coming up or whatever the situation is. Oh, I'm supposed to be getting a job. If he ain't got no job, leave him right where he at. Because then you will become the maintainer of him and there will be no balance in that marriage. There will be no even keel in that marriage. You will have hostility, you will have hate, you will have anger, you will have malice, and that is not how a marriage is supposed to be in Islam. Stop trying to turn this religion into something that these people have created or what they got going on in their religions or in their societies. That's not what Allah Azza wa Jal said a woman's rights are. The man is supposed to maintain her, period. There's no getting around it. It ain't say like, you know, when you feel like it. And I'll dig even deeper in this point. I don't understand how these brothers could sit back and live off of a woman when they seen how hard their mother struggled. Most of these brothers come from single-parent homes. Your mother struggled. She probably did whatever she had to do to keep food on the table, clothes on your backs, lights on, food. You know what I mean? She probably did whatever she had to do to keep y'all straight. And then you want to go live off of a woman and put her in that same situation like your mom? Are y'all serious? This got to stop. It really has to stop. How could you look at your wife and be pleased with tent and everything, and she just did a double shift, came home, took care of the kids, had to throw a load of clothes in. You talking about you want this and that to eat for dinner, this and that? How can you look at your wife and be pleased with yourself? How can you be satisfied with that? It should burn you up on your insides and say, I have to do better. I can't live like this. I have to take care of my wife. I got to take care of this house. But I see none of that. I don't see that fire burning in these brothers' eyes. I don't see that coming from them, that they're sickened, that they got to depend on their wife to buy their underwear and buy them food. I don't see a discontentment with that. I see somebody who's all right with it. I see somebody who's like, yeah, all right, whatever. It's cool. She got me. How long you think she going to tolerate that? How long you think she's going to accept that from you? How long you think she's going to be pleased with you? Even if she agreed to it for a certain amount of time, and that certain amount of time passes, and the situation is still the same as it was, how much longer do you think she's going to be able to tolerate it? Women don't have too much patience with foolery. She's going to become aggravated. She's going to become irritated. And then, before you know it, the marriage is dissolved. It's done. Brothers, get your act together. Stop living off these women. Stop looking towards these women for handouts. Stop looking to these women to be your maintainers. You know what Allah Azza wa Jal said. You know what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Get up off your butts and get to work. I don't care if you got to sweep the streets. I don't care if you got to clean somebody's bathroom. Take care and maintain your wife and your children. Sisters, stop letting these brothers con y'all into this foolery. This is not what Allah Azza wa Jal created you for or said that you had to tolerate it and take it. This is not your right to take care of no man. And again, I'm not saying if the brother was you know, working a good job or whatever have you, this and that, and he lost the job, that's a whole different situation. And this does not apply, period, to that. Any good woman in her right sense, if, you know, her husband lost a job and she was working, she's going to step up and carry the family until he can get back on his feet. I'm talking about a brother who ain't doing jack. Stop sitting in these roles that you were not created for. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me in anything, in any error that I stated. I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything that I misstated or misquoted. Only Allah can forgive me for any of those things. Inshallah, I'll talk to y'all Monday. I haven't come up with a topic yet for the show, but I got some great ideas from, you know, people who respond to my posts and so forth. And on that note, for Religion Means Alive for Saturday, October. Wow, I'm already in October. August the 29th, 2015. I'm signing out. Assalamu alaikum.